Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Queens of Social Work podcast. I'm your co-host, Queen P.
And I'm your co-host, Queen H.
We invite you all to join us this week as we share, laugh, cry, and learn through our experiences as women of color who happen to be social workers. So let's get started. So how you feeling, Queen H? What's been going on?
You know, just chilling, working, doing what I have to do. But I'm feeling good. I'm ready for the holidays, got some travel plans, and, you know, ready for the new year and see what 2022 has got to offer or what I'm going to make happen in 2022.
Yes, 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 yes. I am planting seeds as we speak.
Yes.
I could reap every tip that's for me in 2022 because I'm in need. I'm glad you're feeling well. I'm feeling okay. You know, a lot has happened over the past few weeks. Mm-hmm. So I'm just gonna take it moment by moment, you know, and get myself worked up. I got my sorrel on the stove right now.
Listen, I need some of that.
Bubble in a little pot. You know, I got a little black cake going down this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Doing what I can do, you know, because I can't do nothing.
No, I know that. You have to be moving and shaking. Whereas me, I'm like, well, I shouldn't say that I'll just be laying there because I feel guilty too, because I feel like I need to be doing something. But I'm not preparing to cook or nothing unless my family member wants me to. And then I'll do that. But more than likely, she would take care of it. That's, you know, her style. She likes to cook and host and do all of that. And she's good at it.
It's always good when you have somebody who's willing to take that on and you can just go and be, you know?
Yeah. And so, you know, we've already talked about how we've gotten ready for the holidays and all the motions we go through to get prepared. We're just days away from Christmas, Kwanzaa, Boxing Day, all these holidays. This is the time. It's here and it's interesting because it's like, I remember, I feel like it was just January and that was already the end, you know?
The main event is finally upon us. What a year it's been. OMG. And not only am I getting a little bit more ready to celebrate, because I've been down for some time. You know, I don't know about you, but I've been stressed out. So I'm looking forward to taking time more than anything else, just having downtime so that I can recoup. You know, like I said, I'm planting some seeds now and I'm hoping to reap in the next season. But for right now, I'm just looking forward to getting to Christmas, getting through Christmas, and then being done with it.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think, you know, part of that downtime and that what allows us to kind of, you know, relax after, you know, having a stressful year on and off and, you know, all the things that happen is really getting into some guilty pleasures. So a guilty pleasure is something such as a movie, television program, piece of music that a person enjoys despite feeling that it's not generally, you know, held in high regard, something you may enjoy but you're embarrassed or ashamed about, or just something you like, you know, that you shouldn't have. So, you know, but I think it would be a great topic to talk about. So what are your top three go-to guilty pleasure?
Ooh, okay. So the first one is I eat whatever the hell I want. Now, you know, people say, oh, you know, you shouldn't have too much of that. Or when they eat good, they say things like, oh, I'm being good today. I'm behaving myself. You know, I shouldn't overindulge. Well, give me all, please and thanks. Because I will eat whatever I feel like, whenever I feel like. Another one I think would be watching mindless TV.
Mm-hmm.
So don't give me all the housewives. Just give me Atlanta and Potomac.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, give me a little Married to Medicine. You know, I like a little Bravo ting. You know, a little Bravo. Tell me one of yours.
Lord Jesus, I love a chocolate. I love a baked good. I love a candy. Anything sweet is for me. I mean, you know, you got to be specific in it. Like, I don't like no Reese's Pieces and no peanut butter and chocolate. That's your L. Like, no, just give me straight chocolate and good stuff, you know, Snickers, Twix, all of that. So that's a guilty pleasure. And I would say the second guilty pleasure is Prime TV.
Oh,
I love me the ID channel, A&E, you know, HLN, you know, when they talk about who killed up who and who did what to who and how they did it. Like, yo, now I don't even really sometimes even want to watch regular TV. I'm just like, where's my crime shows? Who's killing who? And don't give me a documentary about a serial killer. What? How you get so crazy and how you killing up people and them? That's what I need to know, because I need to recognize it in the neighbor. I need to recognize it in the client. I need to recognize it in the store clerk. I need to know, because I will tell, okay? I'm going to call the police. I'm going to call 911. I'm going to tell everything I know.
Can I tell you, I'm here for all of that.
Yes.
Why do social workers like so much crime? Eh? You think it's because it's closely related to the work?
Listen, I will tell you, in my young social work days, I used to, because when I was younger too, I used to love me some Maury and Jerry Springer. And you would think I don't want to watch that. No, I love it. I love it. I used to be in there like, oh, and one of my clients was on there, girl. One of my clients was on Maury.
I hope they know who, Lord, Maury was a trip back in the day.
Oh my, yes, it was. And it was definitely a paternity test show. Okay, thanks.
But yo, the true crime. Let me tell you what used to be my show. Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, I was scared and of Unsolved America's Mysteries.
Wanted.
No. When I was younger, I could not watch. Music. Oh my gosh, I could not watch America's Most Wanted because I was scared I was going to see the killer on the street. I was scared. Now, as I'm older now, I can watch it. But when I was younger, I'd be like, oh no, I'm going to see the killer on the street. And they're going, no, I saw them, because I know my face going to tell the story. Like,
no, I used to look for the killers. What? Like, okay, do you look familiar to me? Did I see you on TV?
Wait, you go down the door and wave the 4-4? What?
I used to look for people like, oh, were you on that list? Did they show you on the TV? Love crime, unsolved mysteries. Matter of fact, I watching, I think Netflix had a documentary about the Night Stalker. I watched that. You know, it's like one crime and then I go down a rabbit hole. I'm a rabbit hole kind of girl.
and the problem is that Netflix and these streaming services, they're like, because you watch this, you watch this. Don't finish all Criminal Minds, don't finish all Law and Order, Caught Up, SVU, everything. The only one I can't get with yet, I don't know, is that Organized Crime. I love Stabler, but I don't know if I can get, I watched a couple episodes, I'm not, I don't know if I'm in it yet. So I got to give it some more time.
Stabler is a whole zaddy. You're missing out. You have to get into it. Organized Crime is very, very good. Get into it, honey.
Okay, no, I'm looking. I be looking, but I don't know if I've gotten into the story yet. But I'm gonna give it a chance.
Yeah. And you know what? I would say my last one is, now you might judge me, but the Queens of Social Work podcast is a judge-free zone.
That's right.
I think my biggest guilty pleasure is going to the grocery store to get stuff and then be so tired that I stop and get food on the way back home because I don't want to cook the stuff I just bought. Like, I enjoy it. Like, I have my whole menu planned out. I go on my shopping list. And then on the way home, I'm like, you know what? I'm hungry. What are we going to eat?
Outside food. It can be a guilty pleasure. Like, I have to taper that down, you know, make sure everybody having the proper nutrients. But outside food is a guilty pleasure. It is, because you be like, I don't feel like cooking nothing today. This is what happened when you got $2 to rub together. When you ain't had $2, you ain't had no choice but to eat what's in that pantry. Okay. But when you got $2, you like, oh, what's that? Wendy's, what's that? They got all these little pop-up seafood place.
Now, did you notice that? What's going on with all the pop-up crab place, seafood shanty? What's going on there?
Listen, can I tell you a guilty pleasure? I mean, I try to stay away from it because I don't want to die. Oh, but
living on the edge.
Shrimp. So all my life, I could eat shrimp. And then a particular point in 2018, I had a reaction. I went into exercise-induced anaphylaxis at a family event. Lord Jesus, had to go to the hospital. And they said I'm not allergic to shrimp, but every time I eat it, I get a little itchy. But what I said is that I sneak it from time to time. Now, I still eat crab, scallop, all of that. But the shrimp, I try to hold on the side. I try to eat that where I know I'm near medical personnel.
Good night. Good night for the shrimp allergy. You really living on the edge. That's, now look now. Now look. You better walk with your EpiPen and ting.
Oh my gosh.
Well, listen, you're living on the edge now.
When I had discovered this thing here, this is when EpiPen was having a shortage and they didn't have a lot. So I don't have no EpiPen. That's why I wait for a medical professional, okay?
So you wait till you're down at the clinic to pop a few shrimp. You out of control.
I'm in a medical site. I'm, you know, happen to be in a hospital. I'm like, oh, you want to have lunch? Let's eat shrimp. They could get me to the ER stat. Come on.
Nope. No, ma'am. No. I wouldn't recommend you play with your life like that.
Call a code over the head. Overhead. Call a code. Get a stat from a team. What?
But you know what I'm peeping to? Mm-hmm. I'm peeping this fake shrimp business.
Oh, no.
The other day I ordered shrimp fried rice and the shrimp smelled fishy.
Oh no.
It got a different smell from shrimp. Mm-mm. Then the shrimp tasted bitter. And I was like, nah, man. That don't make sense. It was a very pungent type of taste. I'm like, nah. I was like, yeah, it's too much. This thing ain't right. And the shrimp was real shrimp, but I was like,
That's why you have to be careful. You know, you have to inspect because there's so many fake things out there that they're trying to peddle as real. You have to be on the lookout.
Always, because you never know.
That's it. But I feel like our guilty pleasures are not so bad.
You know what? We're going to ask our listeners to chime in when they hear this episode to share their guilty pleasures with us. Do you ever feel guilty after doing it or while doing it? Or do you enjoy your guilty pleasure? You'd be like, what it is?
No. I always feel guilty. That's my nature. I be feeling guilty. Listen, I go shopping. I feel guilty. I'm like, oh, I spent all the dollars. My dad is a bit of a, you know, he's frugal. And so I grew up with a frugal person. And so I have that tendency. And so I get guilty when I, you know, spend money. Now, over time, I've been able to, you know, kind of work through that and stuff like that. But even recently, I bought me a couple handbags. They were on sale, but I was feeling guilty. Bought me a Kate Spade. I bought me a Coach. I was, oh yeah. And I bought me a Telfar bag.
Oh, okay.
I had to support. And I said, you know what? I got $2. Let me go buy. I treat myself. Now, I feel guilty that I bought this bag, but I'm going to look good.
And don't feel no way about it. Because when I went on the website, how about everything was sold out? Everything. The mini, the large, the medium, all the colors. I was like, oh. So I'm going to go on now because it's Christmas season, you know?
So what I did, girl, the trick bag was I looked at my email. They had a period of time where you could order a bag, like pre-order a bag and get it made for you. That's what I did. Okay. Because when I went on the website trying to buy it, they're like, oh, we drop it at 9:00. I'd be on 9:00, hit and send, have it in the cart. They're like, oh, somebody already bought it. How? In a millisecond?
Yep. Mm-hmm. But you know who got some nice bags too that I had wanted to get? Brandon Blackwood.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm all about these Black designers and Black businesses Christmas, you know. Mm-hmm. On social media, I was bigging up my family them because a lot of us have businesses. All these extra hustles, all these extra things. And I'm like, you know what? Y'all looking for some Black-owned businesses to support? There's plenty here. Y'all looking for some things to get into? There's plenty of people out here doing things. These small businesses needed. A lot of people was wiped out during COVID. So, you know, help people make it, you know, you'll get your blessings back.
I think that secretly we're saying that shopping is a guilty pleasure too, Lord.
We just added that one at the last minute.
At the last minute. Oh, for shame.
There are times when I shop and then I feel like, damn, I don't really need this. You know? But when I want something, I get it. Like, I don't deny myself that at all. So I don't know if it's a guilty pleasure for me, because I feel like I could be tight when I need to be tight, you know? But when I want something, I'm like, yeah, let me go ahead, get that. And for me, it don't matter how much it costs. I would love a coupon, you know. I would love a discount code. But if there's none, I'm cool.
Oh, no.
It's just money.
I want that mentality. I need to learn from you.
That's funny. Yes, honey. It is just money. It'll be back.
Girl, you are good. Because I don't be like, I'd be like, oh, the money's gone. I'm going to be homeless tomorrow. That's it.
Oh, no. Lord.
I'd be nervous.
I'd be having times and I'd be broke. But when things bright, things bright. So I don't feel no way. Okay? And this is why we have 15 jobs. 15 jobs. This is why we have 15 jobs. Because we like things. We like things.
Like things into the gold places.
That is correct. Now, we're not saying, listeners, that y'all should go ahead and spend all your last, you know. We're not promoting that. We're not supporting that.
And sometimes you got to let the guilty pleasure ride, you know. Sometimes you got to enjoy that chocolate. Sometimes you got to enjoy that true crime. Sometimes you got to enjoy that meal outside and the crab in the bag, you know.
And sometimes you got to enjoy that Bottega bag. You know what I'm saying? Get you a Versace. Versace. You know what I'm saying? Just the season, okay? A little Louis and Ting. But also, there's a lot of Black brands that's out here on the internet. You know what? We're going to tag some of these Black-owned luxury designers in our show notes and on the IG thing. So y'all can see who they are and y'all can go ahead and support them this season. Everything got to be Gucci.
Everything don't got to be Versace. Not Versace, but Versace.
Everything got to be Versace and them. You got to do all of that. Everything got to be that.
I'm through with you. I'm through. I am done. Nothing more to say at all. Well, listen, y'all. Thank you for listening. We want to wish you the happiest of holidays. Drink some eggnog for us. Drink some sorrow for us. Drink some rum punch, carrot juice, whatever you drinking. Wave it, hold it up, and bust a wine.
Hey, bust a wine. Drink your punch of crema. Drink your punch of Cuba from Barbados. Drink your... ginger beer from Jamaica, your coquito from Puerto Rico. What else? What? We missing anything?
Listen, peanut punch.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I don't even know where to end this because there's so much thing you can drink, okay? But whatever it is, drink it, make a toast, enjoy, and we're going to see you in the new year. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And don't drink and drive while y'all out there.
If you guys want to connect with us on social media, you can follow us on Twitter at the Queens of Social Work Pod or on Instagram at the Queens of Social Work. If you want more information on the topic we discussed today, feel free to check out our show notes or email us at thequeensofsocialwork@gmail.com. We'd really appreciate it if you rate, review, and follow us wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening.